This morning, we're going to look at the concept or the idea of thanksgiving. And as I had an opportunity this week to spend some time thinking on this concept and this idea, God has just really challenged my heart as to what thanksgiving really means. As we consider these things, I want to begin by reading this quote from Andrew Murray. Listen carefully as I read this. "First, he brought me here. It is by his will I am in this straight place. In that fact, I will rest. Next, he will keep me here in his love and give me grace to behave as his child. Then he will make the trial a blessing, teaching me the lessons he intends me to learn, and working in me the grace he means to bestow. Last, in his good time, he can bring me out again, how and when he knows. Let me say, I am here. Number one, by God's appointment. Number two, in his keeping. Three, under his training. Four, for his time." These words from Andrew Murray communicating a truth that God is ultimately in control of all things that are happening around us. Have you ever had a bad day? And you wake up and you just find it so easy to complain. You wake up and you just tell people, "I woke up on the wrong side of the bed." You ever just tell somebody, "I'm just in a bad mood today, let me alone." How about this? Have you ever been involved in a tragic, tragic situation? You find it hard to be thankful? The struggle that we have as Christians here in America is that I believe Thanksgiving has become defined by something that we receive rather than the kind of person that we are. We've defined Thanksgiving as something we can do instead of the person that we are to be. That's based on a humanistic thinking where we take into account all of these things that revolve around us. And when things happen and they're good, we will be thankful. When things happen and they are not good, we don't have to be thankful. That's a humanistic mindset. And that is the way that this world teaches us to think. I mean, let's face it, anybody in this world will teach their children to be thankful. When they're given a piece of candy, the mom or dad says, "Well, say thank you," right? Of course. So we know that natural response is these words, "thank you." But when we consider Thanksgiving according to the Bible and what the scriptures tell us about it, it's a whole lot more than just saying thank you. Have you ever considered what the opposite of gratitude is? Now, obviously, that would be ingratitude or an unthankful heart. Now, let's think about that. How would you describe an unthankful heart? How would you describe ingratitude? Well, if you've thought about that a little bit, you would describe that by the fruit of that heart, wouldn't you? You would say that that person complains, or that kind of heart is rude, or grumpy, or whatever it might be. So you define that inward attitude or heart by its fruit, by what comes out. Now, we know the Bible speaks clearly against complaining, against murmurings, disputings. There's a couple scriptures that came to mind. Philippians 2:14, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings." Psalm 106, the psalmist is talking about Israel in the wilderness. And he writes, "But they murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord." The book of Jude speaks about this. When he speaks about sinners, he says these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. The Bible speaks clearly against complaining, grumbling, and that kind of poor display of ingratitude. So I think we all understand that. That's pretty obvious. We aren't to be complaining. We shouldn't be rude. We shouldn't be grumpy. So, if an ungrateful heart is known by its fruit, would it not make sense that the same be true of a thankful heart? Would it not make sense that a thankful heart should also be known by its fruit? Are the words "thank you," quote, are they true fruit of a thankful heart? Or are they merely a formal expression that is supposed to be spoken when someone does something nice? I'm asking all of you these questions because we need to think about these things. I mean, Thanksgiving is upon us, and this is a holiday we as Americans celebrate every year. And we, if you're like us, we go around the table and say things that we're thankful for. We do it here in our service. But sometimes those words, thank you, can become just a formal expression. The Bible's going to help us today to understand what thanksgiving is all about. Before we turn to scriptures, I want to read this quote that I came upon in my studies. It goes like this. Biblical thanksgiving is not what one does, but rather it is what one is, what one has become as a result of absolute and complete trust in Christ Jesus, end quote. Let me read that again. The biblical thanksgiving is not what one does, but rather it is what one is, what one has become as a result of absolute and complete trust in Christ Jesus. We're going to be looking at three specific passages of Scripture today. They're all very close in the New Testament. Start with 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. And what we're going to do today is we're going to look at these three passages, and I want you to notice how familiar they are, how similar they are to one another. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. Now we're turning to the Word of God because that's our final authority. This is where we get our directions for life. So as a thanksgiving is upon us, how does God want us to be? Not just now, but throughout the entire year and our entire lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we'll be looking at verse 18. Now, just to give you a brief context, this verse appears in a list of imperatives. Imperative is a command. So it appears in a list of commands, and this list of commands includes such things as praying, rejoicing, following that which is good, quench not the spirit, abstain from all appearances of evil, etc. And so we have a pretty extensive list here that Paul is giving to the church. And right in the middle of this list, in verse 18, he says this. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. All right, so you're looking at that verse, you see in everything. How many of you have ever questioned that and said, do I have to be thankful about this? Do I have to be thankful about that? You know, if you think about the world mindset of thanksgiving, it doesn't make sense at all, does it? When you have a tragic car accident and a loved one is paralyzed, and the Bible says in everything give thanks, and you apply the world's mindset to that thanksgiving, it makes no sense, does it? Oh, I got to be thankful about somebody being paralyzed? There's a discrepancy there. That's why we need to understand what the Bible says. And why can the Bible say, in everything give thanks? Why does God tell us that? I mean, is God just so cruel that He wants us to suffer through tough times and just bear it up and be thankful? No. See, God wants us. This is His expectation. Yes. It's a command. Yes. But we need to make sure we understand what biblical Thanksgiving is all about. A couple observations. Look at the verse. In everything, that's basically in the Greek, that's all, in all things, give thanks, that's the imperative, that's the command, for this is the what? What's it say? Will. For this is the will, that is what one wishes or has determined shall be done. This is the will of whom? It's the will of God. So now this is a command from God, and it directly relates to His will. So now, is God going to ask you, demand of you, something that is of His will that doesn't make sense? Can't be accomplished? No. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in whom? In Christ Jesus concerning you. Notice how He makes it personal. It's God's will, it's in Christ Jesus, and it's concerning you. That's the first passage. Now let's go turn back towards the front of your Bible to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to be looking at verse 20. Again, the context, Paul is instructing these believers as to how they should walk in difficult days. Now, notice the verse immediately preceding it. We'll look at verse 19 and 20. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what do you see that's similar? Giving thanks. And we are to give thanks in everything for all things. And we're to do it all the time. Giving thanks, verse 20, all the time for all things. All right. Again, we are being challenged with this truth. God's Word says something, and man, I'm having a hard time understanding this. Why does God ask us something of us that seems so, so difficult? Again, dear ones, let this be a challenge to your thinking. How do you define a thankful heart? Again, we look at this verse, verse 20, giving thanks always or all the time for all things unto whom? What's it say? Unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm doing this on purpose. Because when we get through all three passages, I want you to tell me what was similar in all three passages. Okay? Now, let's go to Colossians. Now turn back towards the back of your Bible, just a couple of pages, to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Now, context, I want you to just notice Colossians 3:12. It says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, and the list goes on and on. So again, Paul is giving a list of instructions for the church, for believers in Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's clear. Now, we're going to focus in on verse 17, but I want you to look at verses 15 and 16. Verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be what? And be ye thankful. That, again, is an imperative. It is a command. Be thankful. Now look again. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Verse 17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Now, what is similar about these three passages that we've looked at this morning? What observations can we make that God sang over and over and over again? Well, I believe three things are important for us to observe from these passages. Number one, a thankful heart is based upon the person of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you noticed in each of those passages, but we are to be giving thanks unto God in Jesus Christ, or in the name of Jesus Christ, or by Him. Now, I want you to think about that concept. A thankful heart is based upon the person of Jesus Christ. Why would that make a difference? How is that different from the world's concept of thankfulness? Oh, thank you. See, dear ones, the person of Jesus Christ is significant because He is our Savior, isn't He? And Jesus, it is Jesus Christ that came to this earth, walked among men as a man, but yet He never sinned. Never sinned. Never did anything wrong. He was God in human flesh, the Bible tells us. And then He was put to death. He didn't deserve it. No, He didn't deserve it. But He was put to death on a cross. He was then buried. And then He rose again. As we consider Thanksgiving, may you and I begin to change our mindset about this time and about this concept of what it means to be thankful. Because, dear ones, God has called upon us to be thankful in all times for all things. And I will tell you that that is not an easy thing to accomplish. And it's designed that way because God wants our lives based on Jesus Christ and the power that comes through knowing Him. Dear ones, you can only live this kind of life if you know and believe in Jesus Christ. That's your only hope, to be a thankful person. Oh, you can go around and you can say thank you, but you'll only say thank you for the things that happen that are good. But that's not obeying God's word. God's word says, be thankful for in all times for all things. It took me a while to wrap my head around this idea of how God could say something so incredible. But I think that's what's happening, as I think we have a disconnect. I think we, as human beings, our mindset of thankfulness is down here. And it's man-focused. It's me-focused. When the biblical mindset of thanksgiving is up here and it's Jesus Christ, it's because of Jesus Christ. And so that way, when we look at life and the things that happen, we look at them through the eyes or the lens of, I'm saved by Jesus Christ. Now, let's take that concept and move to the second point, is a thankful heart is defined by the perspective from the Scriptures. So, it's the person of Jesus Christ, but it's also the perspective from the Scriptures. What's that mean? Well, that means that we get this whole idea and this concept of being thankful and how we can be thankful from God's precious Word. And we need to be people that are driven to His Word, that are dwelling in it, so that when things happen during our day that are bad, the first thoughts in our mind are the thoughts of the Scriptures that we've been reading and that we've been dwelling on. And dear ones, listen, I will tell you that the Scriptures will propel us to being thankful and praising God time and time again. You know, it's interesting what the psalmist David wrote when he was before Abimelech. In this story, David was in enemy territory, so he changed his behavior and began to act like a crazy man. And his enemy just drove him away. Now, was this a pleasurable time for David in his life? No, he was on the run. But listen to what he wrote. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. What? I mean, this man's walking around like acting crazy just so he doesn't get taken by the enemy. And he says this, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Did you know that's the context of that verse? A thankful heart's defined by the perspective from the Scriptures. A thankful heart's based upon the person of Jesus Christ. And a thankful heart, thirdly, is sustained by the promises of God. So, you read the Scriptures and you get to know Jesus, don't you? You get to know God. And when you get to know God and you have a trust and a belief and a faith in Him, you begin to understand His promises. And the promises of God become alive. And so, when you face a difficult time, and the Bible says, be thankful, what do? You cling to the promises of God. And when you cling to the promises of God, it opens up your eyes to the incredible things that God is doing, has done, and will do in your life, dear ones. And so what you're doing is taking your mind and going from this mindset of worldly thanksgiving to a mindset of, I am thankful because the Bible explains to me Jesus Christ, who is my Savior, and I trust and I believe in Him. And I cling to the promises that are mine because of Jesus. You know, the Bible gives promises, God's promise of love, forgiveness, salvation, the Holy Spirit, everlasting life, peace, joy, freedom, growth, encouragement, excellence, strength, blessing, His presence, answered prayer, Christ's return, promises. Promises, promises, dear ones, they're ours. And God's Word is full of them. And He's, through His Word, He's introducing Jesus to us. And in the person of Jesus Christ, we know true faith. And it's then that the promises of God are opened up wide. And whether our days are filled with joy or filled with gloom and despair, we can be thankful, and we can heed God's commands. Be thankful at all times, for all things. It makes sense now, doesn't it? It makes sense now because of Jesus. I found this quote. I don't know who it's from, but I want to leave it with you today. My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colors He worketh steadily. Oft times He weaveth sorrow, and I in foolish pride forget He sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttle ceases to fly shall God unroll the canvas and explain the reasons why. Be thankful, dear ones, and allow your eyes to be open to the biblical truth that God's called us to as believers, is be thankful in all times for all things. You can do it only through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for this truth, and I thank you for your people today and for your word that guides us and helps us in understanding some very difficult things. Lord, we desire so much as a people to be thankful. And Lord, may we, as we proceed through our week, through this month, through this next year, through our life, may we be people that are flowing with gratitude. Not just when times are good, but when times are rough, you are getting praise and glory. And Jesus, we cling to you and to the promises that are ours. In Jesus' name, amen.